I needed this. Thank you. Oh, this is good. This is really good. You know, I can't tell you the last time I had a shot. Right? Oh, yes. Happy birthday to me. Cheers. Do I want another? Yes, this is plenty, actually. I mean, after the shot, I don't know. I mean, it's probably too much, really. Are you really gonna have one? All right, fine.
The girl there, that's my friend. She's wonderful. And, to her point, we really should hang out more. But, more times than not, it is her canceling on me. I mean, she works a very demanding job, which doesn't leave her much time for nights like tonight. It also doesn't leave her much time for
Dating. No. I mean, well, I have a couple of guys that, you know, I see every now and then. No, nothing serious. I don't know. I honestly, I think I'm too bossy. Well, I just like things the way that I like them. But, truthfully, well, love to find a man who would just take charge. What do I mean? Like 50 Shades take charge. No. No. Yes. Well, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I do know, though, that I've had too much. That's for sure. Really? No. You're joking.
Now, my friend, she's always been a quiet, reserved, type. But over the years, I have found that people like her had the deepest secrets and fantasies. The face she made when I brought up the book. Come on. She and I both knew she read it. Watched the movie. She probably even owns the DVD. I'm sure at night she even dreamed of whips and chains. Naughty little girl. And since she was opening up, I figured it was only appropriate for me to do the same. It's why I shared that my husband loves to do all those dirty little things to me. How he gets such a high off of dominating me in the bedroom. in the bathroom, even on the kitchen table.
Ugh. Fuck. That is hot. So I have to ask, and I hope this doesn't come off, you know, the wrong way. Are the rumors true? Well, I mean, like, you know, big. Oh, wow. Oh, well, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. When does your husband get home again? No. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Do you think my friend was kidding? Me either.
So, baby, you know how I went out with my friend tonight? Yeah, the place was wonderful. We'll have to go sometime. Actually, the dessert they brought out, you know, for it being her birthday, it was just like this perfect mix of vanilla and chocolate. And you know what? It had a little cream on top. Oh yeah. We shared it. It was so, so good. So, speaking of sharing, Well, with your birthday coming up, I was thinking of sharing you with my friend. Yes, baby. The same friend. The hot little redhead. What do you think of that, huh? Yeah? Should I wrap her up? Put a bow on her pretty little head? Will I be there? Oh no, baby. It'll just be you and her. So what's the catch? Maybe. Look, you know there's always a catch. But, does it matter? Huh? Yeah. Well, by the way your cock is responding, I'd say no. Oh yeah. I am a naughty little wife. You love. love it.
The idea had my husband so hot, and he loved it. The way his cock punished my pussy. And the dirty thoughts of what he would soon do to my friend. It was too much. And as my moans filled the room, I could feel the heat of my husband releasing inside. Fuck. We were naughty. My friend was nervous. Like, really nervous. But so excited. She couldn't believe it was happening. That it felt like a dream. The two of us enjoyed a bottle of wine together. I got her ready and then kissed her goodbye, leaving her bound on the bed for my naughty husband to find. The taste of my friend's pussy and my husband's cock told me all I needed to know. He had fucked her. It was unmistakable. Her scent was all over him. I loved it. And now,